How's that job search of yours going? Not so good? You might want a little more help and advice. Head to 5strengths.com/webinar to register for my free webinar, Break the Six-Figure Salary Barrier, Master Your Executive Job Search. You'll get great strategies and a ton of free resources to help your job search from a name you can trust. That's 5strengths.com/webinar. Now on to the show. Hello, and welcome to your Job Search Coach podcast. I'm Amy L. Adler, executive resume writer of 5 Strengths Career Transition Experts. Today, I'm not talking about resume writing. I'm talking about networking, and I'm going to talk about 3 networking myths that hurt your career growth. If you are following these as strategies, you're likely to be causing your job search strategy harm more than you are likely to be helping it. So let's talk about what not to do today. When it comes to networking, executives tend to fall into 2 camps. They either love to network or they ignore it. Those executives who do not consciously maintain their networks might believe one of the 3 top myths about networking, and that these can negatively affect their career growth. Myth number one is that networking is for job search only. Certainly, when executives are looking for a job, it is wise for them to actively reach out to connections. However, the most common error executives make when they do transition into new roles is that they forget to maintain the connections they've built. Executives, job seekers at every level, really, should remember that the network they have built over the course of their job search needs nurturing even after they get the job. These are the people whom executives can ask for advice, meet at industry conferences, and recommend for future roles within their companies. So it's a give and take, push and pull. Everybody scratches everyone else's back. And to drop all the contacts that you've made says that your relationships in your mind are transactional. And I know you don't believe that. I know that you believe relationships are for the long haul. So please treat your connections that way over time. One way to accomplish this is to look at your LinkedIn connections and see who you connected with a year ago. If you look at that list and haven't talked to somebody on that list for some time, send a message, ask how they're doing, comment on their posts, re-engage with them, show them they're valuable. Myth number 2, networking is for extroverts only. Introverts are often given short shrift on the issue of networking. Extroverts paint these introverts as shy, retiring, or even misanthropic, when in fact the opposite is most likely true. These individuals are thoughtful, and they are known to enjoy one-on-one conversations, which is what meaningful networking truly is. Introverted executives can capitalize on their strengths of engaging in intensive listening, learning, and advising in the context of small group conversation, and count these as components of a powerful networking strategy that has nothing to do with sharing what they perceive to be insipid small talk over the punch bowl at a large business event. I think one of the biggest mistakes people make is that introverts are necessarily shy. Those are 2 different measurements or assessments of personalities. Introverts get their energy from being alone sometimes or working in small groups. Extroverts get their energy from being around lots of people. And people who are shy might be introverted or they might be extroverted, and they're essentially separate issues. So please, please don't think that somebody who is quiet and controlled is necessarily shy. They just might be assessing what's going on and be generating sort of the energy to engage in a powerful way more than they are afraid to do so. Myth number 3, networking means constantly finding new people to talk to. Networking is not about increasing the number of people you know. In fact, effective networking is more about deepening the good relationships you as an executive already have, if those relationships are the right ones to solve a particular question. Therefore, rather than seek to expand the breadth of your network, you might choose to start with the people you know best and keep those relationships warm over the course of months to years. These professional relationships are extremely valuable when you do find you're in the midst of a job search or a career advancement, and these people now are part of your trusted network that has very, very deep roots and is based on time-tested mutual trust. So again, plant your tree before you need the shade and keep nurturing this set of relationships and don't treat them as transactional. Thank you for listening today about networking myths. I'm Amy L. Adler. You can find me at fivestrengths.com. That's fivestrengths.com or 801-810-5627. Thanks again for listening.